Hello there. In this video, we're going to discuss how to detect mobile devices for all of your web applications and websites. This is the hugest pain in my butt. And I'm sure if you're developing like I do for clients or whatever, it's a huge pain in your butt too. Because every client you got is going to be like, I gotta make sure I got a mobile version of my website so people on their iPhones and Google Nexuses and everything can find me and my products and I make more money. Money, 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 money. Now, it's best to make a mobile website in XHTML. Forget Flash. Just make your mobile website in XHTML using JavaScript and CSS to make it look cool or whatever. And basically what it's supposed to be, if you're going to make a standard mobile website, is to have it be like a scaled down, smaller version of your website. At least until mobile devices display just like a brand new computer monitor with resolutions like 1400 by 900, you know, that's going to be a while. So you still have to make a mobile version of a site. Now, before we get into these scripts for detecting and redirecting and showing alternate content and all that stuff, let's take a look at the browser configuration window of most modern devices that are handheld or mobile devices have this kind of browser configuration window. Let's look at what the checkboxes say. Support JavaScript, allow JavaScript pop-ups, support HTML tables, use foreground and background colors, use background images, support embedded media, support style sheets, that's CSS style sheets. That right there pretty much gives you everything you're gonna need to make an awesome looking mobile, standardized mobile website. Alright, now let's look at these scripts. Okay, so these are the four methods that I would recommend for serving up alternate content or changing up a style sheet depending on what type of device person is viewing your website with. And the first and second one are using PHP, a server-side language, and that is preferred over the JavaScript method because JavaScript could be shut off. So somebody can shut off JavaScript in their browser or many times in their handheld mobile device. So really the server-side language cannot be shut off, so it's a more solid method. So let's look at number one. Detect user agent and redirect using a server-side language like PHP, ASP, ColdFusion Markup, etc. Whatever you're comfortable with. Now, let's go check that out at Develop PHP. Here's method number one. This is the URL. So you can go there and copy and paste that script if you want to experiment with it. And here you can see it's titled Mobile Device Detection and Redirection Script Using a PHP homepage. So basically this would be your homepage, and there's some if and else statements in there. There's an if and else if statement that looks to see if it's the iPhone, and this one looks to see if it's the Android, and it's going to send the person to that page if that happens to be what they're viewing the site with. If they're on regular Internet Explorer on their computer or Firefox, then this default content down in the page will display. So that is a PHP index.php homepage that's all equipped and ready to send people to another homepage if they happen to be on that mobile device. Okay, and read all the content in here. I give you some nice tips and everything. Okay, now number two, which is using PHP once again to detect user agent and serve up an alternate style sheet to eliminate the need for having multiple home pages. And for this method you have to have good CSS experience to be able to pull that off. Now here's the page, here's the URL if you'd like to get to this script to play around with it. And this one's titled How to Detect Mobile Devices Using PHP and Serve Up Alternate CSS Style Sheets. And there's the code. You just copy and paste right there for your index.php file. So this is a home page that is set up to serve up a default.css if the person's not using an iPhone or they're not using the Google operating system Android. If they happen to be using the iPhone, they'll get iPhone.css as the style for the website. If they're using the Android, then Android.css is the style, because you can see right here where we define the link for the style sheet, we're just simply echoing that style sheet variable that changes here according to what people are using. Okie dokie, on to method number 3, which is using JavaScript browser detection and the navigator object to redirect or change your styles up. So let's go and check out that page. There's the URL. And you can see it uses JavaScript in the head of the HTML document. And what it does is, it does pretty much what the first PHP file that I showed you did. It just redirects to a new home page if they happen to be using that device. If not, if they're on regular Firefox or Internet Explorer on their computer or whatever, they'll see this content here, which is the default content of the page. So that's how it works. Now, let's take a look at the fourth method, which is do not detect and just serve up a link or button to the mobile version of your website. So basically, what you could do is when somebody comes to your website, it could be the standard version or just the regular version of your website that they see at first. Maybe you can have a nice size button there that has maybe a mobile phone or mobile device on it, indicating to them that they can click that and go to the mobile version of your website. That way you don't have to do any work really for detection. So four methods that I would suggest if you want to really detect and serve up alternate content to people using handheld or mobile devices.